Warning, this podcast episode contains unbridled sounds of nature. Okay. I don't have to sound so silly. But I do want to let you know that you're going to get some wind in your ear and you're going to get some hardcore waterfalls action. So please listen to this episode in a comfortable environment where you might be able to adjust the volume if necessary. I did my best to keep it as clean as possible. But it's nature, man. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you. And welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life. And I must say, today's episode definitely feels like a fresh air inspired life. I'm actually recording this part in the sunshine right now on my back porch. We got some birds chirping back here. It's just lovely. And today's episode is all about letting nature speak. So I did get my microphone up in some waterfalls and, you know, might just sound like a bunch of static, but it is what the water has to say. So it's springtime and things are flowing and falling and building up and gushing. So I started at Lake Medora, which still has ice on it, if you can believe that. It's April. And went down to Lake Manganese, the interconnections between that and Fanny Ho, and all the way up to Lake Superior. Got some shots from each one, speaking from the spots where I was, so you could just hear what's happening around me as I also describe it to you, because this is an audio podcast only. But that's cool. And one other cool part of spring that was happening while I was buzzing around town doing this was the Keweenaw Road Commission is up with the street cleaning trucks. So they got a big truck, one of them's dumping water, I guess kind of spreading it along the road, and then the one behind it has a little like brush on the front, but it's kind of like a plow truck brush. It's pretty stinking Keweenaw cute. So that's what I have for you today. I really hope you enjoy what the land has to say. Here we are at the Lake Medora boat launch area, and I just scared some ducks away. Sorry, little guys. They just hopped in the water and right back onto the ice to get away from me. I'm sorry, it is a little bit windy here and it makes it cold, although it's only like, it's like 50 something degrees right now and the sun is shining, but the wind is straight off this lake, which is still frozen for the most part, at least over halfway. I visited some friends on the backside today, and because of all the hills surrounding the backside, it definitely gets more runoff and melts sooner on the backside. But, you know, I always find it so interesting. We always say, joke how it's always winter longer at Medora. But it is. There's snow in the trees. Well, in the ground around the trees, I should say. And there's a lake full of ice. And my ears are really cold because I didn't bring a hat. But here I am telling you all about it. Here at Lake Manganese, the waves are gently lapping the shore, and I can hear the water rushing under the bridge in the distance, and there's some dog tracks in the sand from whoever was here maybe yesterday or earlier today, and the sky is blue, and the lake is open and just sparkly. Right when I sat down on these rocks, those big boulders that go out and kind of stop any cars from driving down there, I heard a grouse drumming for a lady. Oh, so nice. I love that sound. I always think it's my heartbeat when I hear it. And sometimes it is my heartbeat, actually. Yeah. We're going to continue our way down this stretch of water. Here I am, re-recording myself on the bridge that exits Lake Manganese and goes down the Mango Trail. Because it was really, really loud when I was there, you could probably hear me talking over myself, but trust me, I'm doing you a favor. So here I am sitting on the bridge in the sunshine. No turtles today, but I've seen turtles here before. And I do have a wet foot because the trails are still very wet. So that's obviously why it's running so nice here. Really a beautiful sound at this place. I recommend coming here. And on the way, I heard sandhill cranes. Oh, they're one of my favorite birds, especially to hear them in the sky. It sounds like they're so close, but you really have to look up high. Pretty charming here today. We're going to end up soon at Manganese Falls, so I'll see you there. Hey, made it to Manganese Falls. If I got any closer down there, you probably wouldn't be able to hear me. You hear it raging? The sun is perfect right now, where I just got a picture of it. Like, the actual water is lit up behind the rocks, because that's where the sun is, just above. It's so beautiful. It's a cool time to be here, of course. A lot of people come up during the summer looking for Manganese Falls, and they're like, yeah, we were there, but there wasn't a falls. And they're probably right. There's not always a falls in the summer, but there's a falls in the spring, and it is going off. Oh, so nice to be here. I do have two wet feet right now, but I made it. I made it back down the other trail. So I think this is cool because I started at Manganese Lake, and then down at the bridge where everything starts going downhill, and this is where it goes downhill really fast. And then, as you know, it pours into Lake Fanny Ho, which we'll also visit down there by the bridge. So yeah, this is exciting. I did see one car up at the perch here from Illinois. So there's people around. There's maybe some waterfall peepers. I realize that I hope you don't have to pee while you're listening to this one. Because if you didn't go, you'll probably have to go now. If you do, you can go ahead. I'll wait. Man, you're fast. Awesome. So we are at the bridge over Fanny Ho Creek, not the one that you drive over, the one that you walk over between the fort buildings, and I'm staring at that Keweenaw Ridge, and I'm staring at the sparkle on Lake Fanny Ho. It's open, it's beautiful, and the water's coming through here, just so nice. Now I'm looking south. Got a picture of that for you. Also put that on the Patreon. Thanks so much to everyone who subscribes to my Patreon. I really appreciate your support. Now we're looking north. Got a picture of that too. So nice. What else can I say about this? They just put a new deck on one of the buildings here right by the fort, and you can see that if you visit this bridge. Not too much traffic today. I saw zero other cars in the lot down by the lighthouse lookout, and zero other people walking around. That's why I'm doing this. People are not here. It's a Monday in April. Like, nobody's here. That's why I'm showing you the good stuff. All right, I will see you where the creek runs into the big lake. Okay, so Lighthouse Lookout parking lot. You take that little trail that runs right along the falls / creek. It's falls right now. Can you hear that? I'm gonna go down there. I'm gonna let the falls speak to you for a minute here. What do you have to say? Looks pretty good, I'll tell you what. capture that for you too in the Patreon behind the scenes action. Do you know what I do behind the scenes for every one of these episodes? It's pretty great. Right now I'm going to try not to trip over a root or a rock. But I'm walking down that little trail. It's sunny. It's got to be almost 60 degrees. It's really lovely where there's no wind. I'm getting a little warm in my jacket and my hat and my one glove. One glove to keep the left hand warm and no glove to make sure I can push all the buttons to record. See, now we're away from that falls and it's getting a little quieter because where it opens up right to the big lake. Now we are going to descend these roots. And we're in the rocks. See this? Yep, walking on the beach. Oh, it's much quieter here. This place, the mouth of Fanny Hoe Creek, opening right into Lake Superior, has a special place in my heart because this time of year, when there is often a brutal north wind still, northwest, you name it, northeast, whatever, this area is so nice, protected by the trees. And I know that from 3 to 6 p.m., the sun shines right on this creek here. So when me and my little guy have to come throw some rocks, this is where we'll come in the spring, where it's too cold everywhere else and too snowy everywhere else. So I do love this spot. Great for fishing this time of year. I see zero fishermen right now. I have seen some boats going by the last few days, like especially on the weekend. It's definitely busier. Probably locals. Keweenaw locals, I should say. But, you know, Copper Harbor locals too. Some of them get out and fish. It's fun. Well, yeah, I'm looking at a wide open beach. How many times have you come to the lighthouse lookout and there was nobody here? Well, today is your day. Staring at the lighthouse, staring at just a few poofy clouds on the horizon. No clouds in the sky. Oh, what a great day to be here. I'm really glad you could come with me. Thanks for making it all the way through that journey with me. I want to let you know that all those recordings were on the day before this podcast came out, Monday, April 15th, 2024. And if you made it this far, I want to, one, thank you, and two, invite you to do something really difficult and brave. In fact, I bet you won't do this, but that's okay. A lot of people don't, I realized, because it's really hard and brave. But I want to do an episode in the future asking as many people who will answer one question. Just one. But it requires a lot of thought. Really only a couple people were able so far to ramble their answer off to me right away, and I applaud them. That's amazing. A lot of people had to think about it, and a lot of people told me, no way. I can't think about that or talk about that. I'm going to cry. There's no way. So, are you curious? Here's my question. What is a life lesson you've learned from one of your most difficult times in life? That's the question. So think about a really hard time in your life and think about what you learned in a way that actually makes that really difficult time seem kind of beautiful, kind of like a blessing, because you learned something important. And I want you to share that with our listeners. So if you're feeling brave, please reach out to me at copperharborvitality.com. If you're around the area and would like to record your answer, that is awesome. I would love to have you on the mic. Just let me know. Otherwise, I will read off any answers that I get via email or text or anything else. And you can wish to remain anonymous, or you can tell us your name and what you represent, all that good stuff. Either way, I really hope to hear from you about that. And I love these little birdies out here today. It's so nice. Till next time. Listen to what nature is saying. and be good to yourself. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba do da da.